Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Peter Zion here, coming to you for Cause in Poland. The news today is that Russian President Vladimir Putin is apparently publicly musing about the idea of replacing the defense minister Sergei Shoigu with somebody else. I can't emphasize enough that this would be the single biggest shift in the Ukraine war to date, because Shoigu is arguably the least competent public servant in the world at the moment. The only reason he got the job as defense minister is because he's a buddy of Putin's going back to his days in East Germany. He doesn't know what he's doing. He has no military experience. The only thing he's good at is stealing. Maybe one-third of the appropriation budgets for the years that he's been defense minister had gone to him personally, and another third have gone to his cronies. So he is probably the single biggest factor in play right now why the Russians have not been doing well in the Ukraine war. And if he were to be sacked and replaced with like an average third grader who doesn't even speak Russian, there would probably be a significant increase in Russia's capacity to prosecute this war. So it's Russian cronyism in many ways has been helping the Ukrainians consistently. And we're now at the beginnings of seeing the Russians kind of turn the page and become more of a normal power. Every Russian war in history starts as a disaster because the corruption that's endemic to the Russian system crushes the system. There's no morale. There's no sense of camaraderie. And the logistics are awful. And then bit by bit by bit, the Russians tend to rally slowly, sloppily, never even reaching what you would consider to be the global average, but improving nonetheless. And we've seen that in tactics. We've seen that in logistics. We're seeing that in weapon systems. And it's very possible that we will now see that in leadership for tonight.